My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Dirty Poll rolls on. I have a feeling this one will be a little less contentious than Miami. I don't think Kansas State pisses anybody off. Miami, they piss a lot of people off. Kansas State, not so much. As we preview the number 18 team in the Dirty Poll, the Kansas State Wildcats, joining us now is Tim Fitzgerald at Life of Fitz on Twitter. Go give him a follow of the Go Power Cat 24/7 Kansas State site. Tim, good morning to you. I'm going to start with a random one. We were just having a conversation about what it would be like to live in Manhattan, Kansas. Do you live in Manhattan, and do you enjoy living in Manhattan, Kansas? Oh. Do we have him?
About 50,000 residents plus 20,000 students. It's just beautiful.
Sorry. I missed your answer there. We didn't pod you up. Can you start that again? Sorry, we've had a little bit of dead air.
Okay. It's absolutely beautiful here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 50,000 residents. It's a college town, a true college town, in the rolling hills of the Flint Hills. And, yeah, I absolutely love it here. I mean, I chose to live here, come back here, and work here. It's just a great community, great communication between the campus. We've got a U.S. military in Fort Riley right next to us, and you know the community. It's a fun community, guys. It's a great college town, and it's great on game day. I'm telling you what.
Oh, I bet, man. We were talking about of all the trips that you could get, the kind of random, you know, non-conference, or hopefully for Oregon State fan, maybe a conference game at some point. That's one that's like on the bucket list. We'd love to go to. When Chris Klieman was hired, I'm curious what the reaction was. Was it an overwhelming, this is the right move? Bill Snyder was such a legend there. Obviously, he had the brief retirement and then came back and then had, you know, another great run where he got to a Fiesta Bowl. What was the reaction when he retired and you had to move on and got a guy from North Dakota State? And how far has he, if at all, exceeded expectations? Because he's done a remarkable job.
That's a great place to start because, you know, I think it was time for Coach Snyder to retire, and I think everyone knew it. It took him a while to realize it. And the program is, you could see the erosion happening and big trouble ahead in the next couple of years. So they, you know, he retires and, you know, go through the search process, and some great names popped up, and it came down to Neil Brown, who's now at West Virginia, and Chris Klieman. And we all expected him to pick Neil Brown because surely he's not going to take the guy from the FCS level that's one of his best friends in the world. I mean, how weird is that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he did. So there was some pushback. You know, you just hired your friend, da-da-da-da. And it didn't take long for folks to realize, oh, this guy's the real deal. And he really is. He goes about things in a much different way than Bill Snyder. But at the end of the day, what they put on the field and their core beliefs and how to build a football program in a place like Manhattan, Kansas, where there isn't a huge recruiting base, are very similar. And similar and being effective too. So it's worked out well. He's beloved in town. Gene Taylor, the AD who made the hire and also hired Jerome Tang for basketball, is revered as a god because every hire he makes seems to be wonderful. And
a guy can't miss.
So this is called the happiest place on earth, and right now the fans are pretty happy with K-State Athletics.
I mean, yeah, but you mentioned the basketball program, the success they've had. You got Klieman now, 8 wins, 10 wins, 9 wins the last 3 years, so it's obviously trending in the right direction, a preseason top 20 team. Looking at his staff, I'm curious what the reaction was. I remember, you know, when Oregon played Kansas State in the Fiesta Bowl, Colin Klein was the quarterback there, and you know, he was a stud that year in college football, and Oregon came out on top of that game. But then he transitions into coaching. He was there for a long, I'm going to say 6 or 7 years, and eventually worked his way into the offensive coordinator role, thought of one of the better young offensive minds. What was the reaction to his departure, and how have they gone about trying to replace him as the offensive coordinator?
Yeah, it was a little shocking. I mean, he had Notre Dame made a run at him the year before, and A&M came in. You know, eventually the opportunity was too good. I mean, $2 million approximately to be an offensive coordinator. That's incredible money. But also it makes you probably skip a couple steps in getting to a head coach position. If you're a successful offensive coordinator in the SEC, you're going to get hired, especially when you're a guy as, you know, as known as Colin Klein and a good soul. So that was a little shocking. Again, you know, surely Chris Kleiman won't promote his buddy, Connor Riley, the offensive line coach, to offensive coordinator. He'll go find one. But no, he did that, and he was offensive coordinator in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. They won that game. They looked good. And they brought in Matt Wells, who was former head coach at Utah State and Texas Tech, another friend of Chris Kleiman, to be associate head coach and co-offensive coordinator and coach those quarterbacks. So I think people feel like he did a good job of filling that breach that was left when Colin left. And I think fans are fired up to see what Connor Riley and Matt Wells do together as the coordinators.
Yeah, we're talking with Tim Fitzgerald at Life of Fitz on Twitter, previewing Kansas State, the number 18 in the preseason dirty poll. He's a part of the 24/7 site there in Manhattan, Kansas. You know, Kansas State quarterbacks, whether current or former, are going to kind of shape the landscape of college football this year. Will Howard, who was there for 4 years, transfers away. He's now the guy at Ohio State, and their title hopes might rest on his right arm. And you bring in a guy who played last year, but now as a true sophomore, in Avery Johnson, I'm assuming going to be the runaway freight train at the starting quarterback position. I'm curious, just the move, how that went about. Was that a, hey, Will, thank you for your service, we're moving on, and Avery's going to be our guy? Was that a, Will, I want to go find a chance to maybe compete for a national title, and Ohio State's a better opportunity there? How did that go this offseason, and how is Avery Johnson looking in his first kind of full fall camp and summer as the starting quarterback?
Well, I think everyone in that football complex, and particularly in the quarterback room, knew where this was headed in 2024. I mean, Avery's skill set and natural leadership skills were just undeniable. In fact, I think the coaches regret not playing him a little bit more last year, despite Will being a proven quarterback that just won a Big 12 title the year before. They gave him every chance in the world. And sometimes it might have cost the team a game. There was a couple games where if you played Avery, maybe they win. But they stuck with Will. Will's a great young man, a great quarterback, but Avery is viewed as a generational talent. And every scholarship quarterback in that room last year transferred. And I think that tells you everything you need to know about where this was headed. So they had to rebuild the room around Avery, bringing in some new players and kind of starting from scratch. So it's a really inexperienced room, except they did bring in Taquan Roberson from UConn to kind of push him a little bit as a fifth-year senior. This kid he ran for 5 touchdowns in the appearance against Texas Tech, tied a school record, and also has a really effective arm, has a live arm. But I think the best thing about Avery is he's as level-headed as a young man as I've ever dealt with. He's a natural leader, and the coaches and his teammates rave about him. Last year, he was a true freshman, and the seniors view Avery as a team leader.
Wow.
And that tells you an awful lot about where he's at. And plus, he's got that marketable, you know, long, curly hair that I'm jealous of. It's unfair to us hairless that he gets that much. But he's an awesome kid. His dad had a great quote. I always say this quote because this tells you everything you need to know. That Avery is the adult in the room, even if it's his own house.
Wow.
That's just kind of how this kid's stable. But you know, he's also a kid. He's going to have fun and go make some mistakes. But boy, he's going to have a lot of highlights on SportsCenter.
Yeah, as somebody who is trending towards the hairless category as well, I am also very jealous every time I see a highlight of him and see those long flowing locks coming out of the back of the helmet.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We'll let you go on this one, Tim. Yeah, you look at the Big 12, and we've done a handful of segments on that conference of just, it's going to be absolute chaos this year. It's expanded. You got Arizona, who I think is bringing a lot of talent. Oklahoma State's always relevant. Utah, we've seen up, you know, close what they've done in the Pac-12 last couple of years. Your in-state rival, Kansas, has big expectations, and that's not even listing a handful of other schools. How do you feel about just the landscape of chaos in the Big 12 this year, and what does a successful season look like for Kansas State? What does a disappointing season look like for Kansas State?
This is a weird thing we're getting into here because they added four schools last year, and now they add four schools this year. So half of the 16 schools are right. are new within a 13-month period. It's the landscape has changed a lot. But I don't think the nature of this conference being hyper-competitive will change. It was that way over the last 4 years. In fact, over the last four Big 12 championships, there's been seven different schools in it. And Oklahoma State was the only one to repeat, not Oklahoma or Texas. So it's been a little bit chaotic for a while, and it will remain that way, and kind of chaotic in an unknown way. One thing you can count on about the Big 12 is some school that you have written off to be a lower half or even bottom school is going to rise up and start beating the crap out of someone, and you're going to go, what is going on? This conference is a lot of fun to cover. It's probably the most chaotic conference to try to bet on. I can prove that with my losses, and it's fun to cover. It's fun to watch, and I think that's what the Big 12 selling point is. I saw a stat the other day that over the last 8 of the last 9 years, leaving out the COVID year because that crap was a mess.
Yeah,
50% of Big 12 conference games have been decided by one score.
Wow,
and so half the time you turn into a Big 12 game, the chances are that game's going to go down to the last possession of the contest. And that is fun for college football to watch.
Oh, it's perfect. I love those stats behind it. The chaos, I'm on board. I can't imagine all these new members. I know there's two schools in the Northwest that are hoping that there are two new members next year in the Big 12 as Oregon State and Washington State are trying to find their way in. Maybe Florida State and Clemson are there next year. Who knows how much more chaos you got coming. I can't wait to watch it. Tim Fitzgerald, at Life of Fitz on Twitter, covering Kansas State. Thanks so much for the time for the preview on K-State out here in Portland, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Anytime I'm available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.